and back toward the woodpile. The little raptor hissed in a sound I'd not heard before, and he crouched low. The stance reminded me of the rattlesnake I'd captured at Lacey's house.
"Galmine, move back," I whispered. "He's gonna pounce."
I planted my feet in a fighting crouch as Sheila taught me, and then I braced my spear. The raptor sprung forward just as Ernie had done, and time seemed to stand still. My life froze, as if I was taking a picture and studying it. The woman with the pink hair had her mouth opened in a scream. Galmine was trying to run to my left. Sheila and Trell were sprinting toward me, and the one-eyed raptor hung in midair with his maw opened. His jaws were aimed at my throat, but his small wings were back, and his chest was bearing down on me. That gave me the perfect opportunity to aim right for where I thought his heart would be. The raptor let out a nasty screech as he arrived, but my spear sang a sweeter song as it sank into the rogue dinosaur's ribs. I was forced to take a step back, but then I tried to fling him to my right so he would stay away from Hope and Galmine. His head tilted in my direction as we did the deadly dance, and the son of a bitch whipped his tail right across my shins before he wiggled free of my weapon. I winced in pain, but ignored it. I was left holding my bloody spear as the animal scrambled in the dust near the base of the sequoia. The little shit got to its feet and howled at me. Blood poured down from his chest, and I was sure I'd taken out one of its lungs, but the bastard didn't seem to be slowing down.
"Fucking die already!"
I yelled at it. I got back into a crouch, again putting myself between that killing machine and my friends. The burning abrasion on my legs wasn't going to prevent me from getting this done. It took a few steps toward me, but before it could do its jump of death thing, a spear ripped through the air from over my shoulder and tore through the upper part of the raptor's chest. The javelin caused the dinosaur to fall backward and exhale with a hiss, but the little thing somehow stayed on its feet, which was my cue to go in for the kill. I gripped my spear, took a deep breath, and lunged toward him.
"Fuck you!"
I screamed as I stabbed. I aimed for where I'd already done some damage and hit it perfectly. Once I made contact, I pushed with every muscle in my body to drive that spear right through its feathery body.
"Die!"
I growled when I let go of the weapon. My enemy fell over on its side with both spears in its body and began twitching like a chicken with its head cut off. Then, it was over.
"Victor, are you okay?"
Galmine asked as she laid her hand on my shoulder.
"It hit you with its tail."
"Yeah, I'm fine," I said as I limped the two steps between us and wrapped my arms around her waist. The pain in my legs wasn't going to ruin me. It was comparable to a full-on running kick in the shins from back in my soccer playing days. I panted like crazy and struggled to catch my breath while Galmine's lips came up to mine. We kissed, and my body numbed with pleasure. But I kept my eye on the dying raptor the whole time, just in case the fucker somehow got up to his feet.
"I'm so happy you're alive,"
Galmine whispered when our lips parted.
"Yeah, me too."
I laughed, and then saw the raptor make one last spasm before lying still.
"I'm so fucking glad to see you,"
I said as Trell wrapped her arms around me.
"I had no doubt you would be fine," Trell said with a laugh. "You could have been a bit faster, though."
I laughed at her joke, relieved to be alive.
"Here's your hat."
Trell's spider leg lifted it from her head and then maneuvered it onto mine so that her human arms didn't have to unwrap from their embrace.
"Thanks,"
I said as I stared into her black eyes.
"And here is a kiss,"
she whispered, and our lips came together passionately. Her mouth was hot like a fire, and she growled softly while our tongues battled for dominance. I don't know how long I spent kissing the beautiful spider woman, but I never wanted to stop. Sheila cleared her throat, and Trell and I parted our lips and tongues with a sigh.
"I tied off the ropes, Victor," the catwoman continued as she pointed to the door.
"Ah, can't you see we were busy?"
Trell groaned.
"We know you locked the door."
"It's okay," I chuckled as I gently pushed Trell out of our passionate embrace.
"Are you all right?"
I asked Sheila, giving her a good up and down to ensure she wasn't hurt.
"I am," she said with a nod. We all are, thanks to you. Her eyes glowed their amber color. Then come give me a hug, I said as I opened my arms to the blonde woman. She came to me instantly, and while we didn't kiss, I could feel Sheila vibrate in my embrace. It was almost like she was purring, but I didn't hear a sound.
Oh, looks so sappy, Trell said, but I could tell she was trying to fight against her tears.
Get in here. This is a group hug, I said to Trell and Galmine. Soon we were all in a tight embrace, though each of us still breathed heavily from our adventures. We are safe, I whispered to the three women. We made it. We're gonna live.
You all did a great job. It was you, Victor, Sheila whispered as her head lay against my shoulder.
We're a team, I corrected. As long as we work...
What is this place? Who are you people? Why do those women look so strange? What are those creatures? Why?
The pink-haired woman poured question after question, as if the faucet of her speech had been left wide open. What's your name? I interrupted her. The pink-haired woman stood next to Hope, and I was suddenly impressed that she'd managed to climb down without any help. I tried not to judge her by appearances, but she didn't look like she could last a day in the forest, especially in those high heels.
My name is Kaseri Chandanowin, she said at a much slower speed.
Nice to meet you, Kaseri. This is Sheila, Galmine, and Trell, I said as I nodded my head to each of them in turn. I'm Victor. That beautiful creature behind you is Hope.
What is...
she started to say. Would you like to join us? My words were meant literally for our hug, but I also meant them in the broader sense that she was welcome to join our family.
I think I'll pass, she said as she crossed her arms over her chest.
These are good people, Kaseri. You're safe. My three friends hugged me tighter after I said the words, but then they also reached out to the frightened newcomer.
No, I need some fucking answers, she said.
But then Hope let out a short, melodic note, and the woman stepped away from the parasaur. The woman's stiletto heel got caught on a bunch of pine needles, and she almost tripped.
Oh, shoes!
You should take those off, I replied.
Fine.
She hesitated for a moment, but seemed to work out that her big city stiletto heels had no place here. She reached down to unlatch each ankle strap, which gave me a moment to admire her figure as she bent at the waist. Rather than dwell too much on her breasts, the smooth curve of her ass, or even her crazy pink hair, I took note of her surprising dexterity as she undid the latches of each strap. My gamer's mind was already trying to guess her stats. Low strength was a no-brainer if her thin arms were any indication, but stamina would be a mystery until I could see her work and run. But damn, watching her bend over with ease suggested she had high dexterity for sure, and I wondered why she kept telling me she only had two hands to use her power.
Now tell me what's going on,
she said as she dangled her shoes from her pointer finger. I opened my mouth to reply, but a shudder ran through me. I wanted to talk to Kaseri. I wanted to tell her what was going on. I wanted to know about her history and world. I wanted to learn her special ability and start planning our next steps. But I'd been up for almost 2 weeks straight and just performed a drive-by dino rescue. My body, brain, and soul couldn't take any more. They will tell you, I said, as I tried to wiggle out of my friend's embrace. I need to sleep.
Wait, Kaseri said as if to catch me. I need to know about this place. How do we go home? How?
I will explain it to her,
Sheila said, as if she was in charge of orientation.
Thank you, Sheila,
I nearly slurred. Adrenaline was the glue that had been holding me up the past few hours, and now it was fading fast. The women let me leave their hug, and I stumbled into the hut. Once inside, I tossed a log on the low fire and picked one of the leaf beds Galmine had created for us. It wasn't as fancy as the one I'd planned so long ago, but here, simple was almost always better. I took some gulps from the water jug and then fell heavily into the bed. I was sure the raptors were still circling our home like sharks, but the wall was stout enough to hold them. I let go of my fears and put my trust in the hard work and solid construction that got us here.
That's how I would finally get to sleep. An instant, or an hour later, Jinx pecked lightly at the side of my face. I opened my heavy eyes and returned his inquisitive expression as he stood there watching me.
What is it, more dinosaurs? More birds?
I mumbled as I rolled over.
No, Victor. Just me.
I found Galmine standing in front of me. She'd pulled Trell's curtain across the door to the hut, so we had some privacy. The rock-skinned woman released the silver locks from her ponytail, and it fell around her shoulders as she shook it free with her hands. Her emerald eyes were deep wells of beauty in the low light of the fire. The illusion of clothing was gone completely, and her perfume was a heavenly reminder of our sexually charged chase over the last few weeks. Galmine put all her weight to one side and placed her hand on her hip, as if impatiently waiting for me to do something.
Well?
She pouted.
Well, what?
I replied with a growing smile.
You've tamed me, Victor,
Galmine said with a sultry voice.
And now I'm going to collect on all those times we had to put this off. Your body is mine for tonight, and it's the only thing that can control the waves of hot magma inside me. So are you going to get out of those clothes, or do I have to rip them off?
I laid there, savoring the moment, knowing exactly what was going to happen next. I got thrown into this world and found myself without a hope of salvation until I met these incredible women. I spent a little over 4 weeks proving I could make good on my promise to take care of them. I had delivered, and now one of them wanted to pay me back. Who was I to say no?
Well, I am pretty tired, I said with a smirk. I don't know if I have enough energy to take off my clothes.
Then I will take them off and do all the work, she answered as she slowly stepped toward me. I will serve your desires for every night we are together. I'll be yours, just as our other friends this camp and Hope are. Maybe you'll grow stronger, and you will find more women and dinosaurs to tame. Maybe you will be a king on this savage world.
Huh. I chuckled as she knelt beside me. That just sounds like a lot of work. I'm happy we're alive, and I'm happy that you're here right now with me.
I am too. I love you. Now let me show you how much.
Her hand reached for my shirt and slowly began to unbutton the front.
Damn. It's good to be the king,
I whispered before Galmine kissed me.
Dear listener, if you really want to listen to the next Tamer novel, we've got a bit of bad news for you. Unfortunately, Amazon will not tell you when Book 3 comes out. They also won't tell you when Book 4, 5, 6, etc. are published. You'll probably never know about our next books, and you'll be left wondering what happened to Victor, Sheila, Galmine, and Trell. That's rather tragic. There's good news, though. There are 3 ways you can find out when the next audiobook is published. 1. You can join Michael Scott's mailing list. When you join, you'll also get his fantasy novella Rose Boy for free, as well as concept art for his best-selling Star Justice series. 2. You join Michael Scott's Facebook fan page and follow him, and then you'll know when he comes out with a new book. 3. You follow Michael Scott on Amazon. You can do this by going to the store page of this book and clicking on the follow button that is under their pictures. If you follow us, Amazon will send you an email when we publish a book. You'll just have to make sure you check the emails they send. Doing any of these, or all 3, for best results, will ensure you find out about our next book and audiobook when it is published. If you don't, Amazon will never tell you about our next release. Please take a few seconds to do one of these so that you'll be able to join Victor, Sheila, Trell, and Galmine on their next adventure.
This has been Tamer, King of Dinosaurs, Volume 1. Written by Michael Scott Earle. Narrated by Luke Daniels. Copyright 2018 by Michael Scott Earle. Production copyright 2018 by Michael Scott Earle.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.